This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Tuesday morning edition. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America and the Caribbean, too, and around the world via the Internet and streaming live online via the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now, wherever you might happen to be, the EMTs, the firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, warehouse and factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, too, and those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. A special shout-out goes out to all of our roughnecks working tonight, the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, and the northern tundra of Wyoming and Montana. And by the way, we just heard from William, called from Wyoming just a little while ago there, out on the job. Plus our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia, too. And don't forget about the Merchant Marine guys and gals out there either. So check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. There you have it. And here's Ron Edwards, and that's for Flip.
Well, good morning, sir.
Yep, and good morning to you, and let's say the pledge and get rolling. Got a lot to talk about. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, let's not forget that one other thing when it goes along with the pledge, and this is something that really irks me. Every time the Fab Four get together, the squad, have you ever seen them stand there and put their hands over their hearts or do what they're supposed to do when it comes to either the pledge or the national anthem? I have not.
Never. I've never seen that.
Yeah. So I want you people to remember that are voting in the primaries today, that you have a chance to get rid of those fools if they're being primaried by somebody in the Super Tuesday states. There's 14 of them. We'll mention where they are here in a minute. But anyway, I want to do an update here. Sad news to report, folks. There are now two confirmed deaths and several injuries in the tornado that struck downtown Nashville, Tennessee, that stayed on the ground for about 10 miles, went all the way out to Hermitage, Tennessee. Now, we have an affiliate in that area, Hermitage, Tennessee. We've been getting a little bit of information from the people up there, not a lot. It is dark, so it's kind of hard to determine a lot of different things, but there is some really extensive damage, as you might well imagine, where this tornado struck down. So our thoughts and prayers go along with them. Now, Mr. Rahm, the coronavirus death toll climbed to 6, predominantly because of one nursing home in Washington State.
Yeah, it just seems that they didn't do their due diligence in dealing with that situation. And so here we go. You know, these institutions have to stay on top of the situation. And I think, I know in this case they didn't. And, man, we've got to look back down. We just can't allow, such lackadaisical response to this disease. And I think overall, the United States is going to do a much better job in dealing with it. We'll learn from this situation. And, but it's six deaths is six deaths. And, we mourn their deaths. And I think in some cases it could have been avoided. I really do.
These were all older people that were frail to begin with. And somehow or another, I guess what they're telling us is an outside carrier brought this into the facility and they wound up with it. And there you go. And once they get it, it's a little bit too late.
Yeah. That's true, and that's why we've got to be more careful. And I think I've mentioned this before. I think in some cases the incubation period is actually longer than just 2 weeks, and I think they might want to readjust that as well.
Well, it can be, but here's the deal. When you're quarantined for 14 days and you're getting ready to come out and all of a sudden they stick somebody where you're at who just showed up and is now going into the quarantine, guess what? That doesn't mean your 14 days are up. It starts all over again.
Yeah, kind of makes you kind of irritated. You get the cabin fever after a while. Mm-hmm. But, like I said, they have to deal with it a little more.
Yeah.
It's just a little different.
Now, the other thing is the task force that's being led by Vice President Pence, they had they had some drug companies that were there yesterday. About 85% of our drugs are not produced in our country anymore, and they're trying to correct that as quickly as they can and bring them back to our shores from Southeast Asia, not just China, but also India. Now, I feel a little better about the drugs being made in India versus China, but I think it all, if possible, should be done here in the good old U.S. of A.
Absolutely, Captain. We do just about the best job. This nation, as well as Israel, do the best job in bringing forth these type of, materials. And I think that we should bring all of our production back to this country. But because of regulations, it would probably be about a year before we get a complete supply of what we need. However, you've got Israel also bringing forth these drugs. They're doing a better job. They don't have as many loopholes to bring forth new drugs.
Hold that thought.
Like we do.
Hold that thought. Okay, we'll be back, folks, more with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. You'll hear one of those in just a minute here. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, give them the telephone number, and we're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you.
And I'll tell you what, as soon as I can find it, which is coming right now, here's the latest Edwards Notebook.
It's bad enough that students throughout America are at a competitive disadvantage competing against students from other nations. But now some states want to make it even easier for students to graduate from school. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. Paolo DiMario, the state superintendent of schools in the state of Ohio, has decided to lower math and English requirements. So beginning in 2023, students will no longer have to be proficient in either math or English to graduate. They will just need to know just enough to do the basic form of jobs. What is the superintendent's goal? Prepare students to be burger flippers or to work for Molly Maids? Almost every year, government school officials declare they need more money. For what? So they can find ways to operate according to the Cloward-Piven strategy to dummy down students throughout the United States as part of the overall effort to diminish our great republic? The time has come for Americans to make big decisions when it comes to government school officials now openly seeking to continue getting paid for providing perhaps the worst overall primary education students among developed nations. Homeschool anyone? I'm Ron Edwards. Check out TheRonEdwards.com for news updates and other great stuff.
All righty, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and this portion of the program brought to you by my good friends at Moss Nissan. Moss Nissan with three dealerships, plus the Moss used wholesale to the public vehicle store up there in Homosassa Springs on US 19. And let's not forget about the Moss Acura, too. Now, let me tell you about Moss Nissan. You buy a new or a used vehicle there, you're going to get Moss Care with the vehicle. Now, that gives you lifetime oil changes. It gives you lifetime tire rotation. It gives you special treatments for both the interior and exterior of your car to keep it looking new with credit and deposit protection and a whole bunch more. You are going to save thousands of dollars at Moss Nissan because all pre-owned cars and trucks are marked wholesale to the public. And guess what? All you got to do is show up. And if you got a job, you can pretty much get a car. Now, three Moss Nissan locations, one US 19 and 54 in Newport, Richie, the other on US 19 in Crystal River, and the newest one at 11001 North Florida Avenue in Tampa, right next door to the brand new Moss Acura store, too, at 11001 North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Don't forget Moss Wholesale to the Public, located up there, US 19 also in Homosassa Springs. Now, you can check them out online by going to MossNissan.com, MossNissan.com, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you because it's going to save you a bunch of money. All right, back to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
All right, we've got a caller on the line, and I believe it's Eric in Seminole. And Eric, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, sir. Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick, guys, didn't have anything to do necessarily with coronavirus. People's Republic of China, okay, that was opened up by late President Richard Nixon as far as opening up trade with China, helping them, build their, poverty-stricken economy, if you will. Now, that is the Communist Party of China that we're doing business with. Throughout the 90s, there were presidents of the United States and people in both parties who were selling and authorizing the transfer of high technologies, rocket motor technology, missile technology, gyroscopic this, that, and the other for missile defense basically been turned into intercontinental ballistic missile technology. Then we had the Balkans, and we had a F-117 allegedly brought down in Yugoslavia, and where did that carcass end up? It ended up in China, so it was back engineered for development. If people look at the F-22 Raptor, it looks very similar to one of the MiGs that's been produced, a subsidiary of the MiG company that's been produced out of China.
Yep.
Okay, you see how this is going. China has 85, depending on how you read it, as little as 85, as high as 95% production of medicines that we buy from them. They have our manufacturing base. They have
All right, but cut to the chase. What's the point here?
Well, the point is that both parties have their hands dirty in this with what's going on in China. They've allowed this to happen, and I could care less if, General Motors was founded in Detroit, Michigan, or wherever it was founded. Mm-hmm. It's now a Chinese-run company because they have the political officers in all of these companies that are monitoring what's going on. So China's all over the globe. They're all over Africa. Mm-hmm. You want to get natural resources. They're all over Afghanistan. There's rumors that they're now in Syria and in Turkey, Turkey land, and in Libya.
And they're in Venezuela.
Absolutely. So you see how this is going. So mm-hmm. Who runs the United? I don't mean to sound. I'm not trying to sound overly assertive or tense here, but who's running the show here within "quote unquote" our government,
right,
if not the Chinese party? So my
okay.
I guess my question is this:
yep.
What's the best way to go about getting this malarkey taken care of?
I'll call
this. Take my call, sir. Simplify.
All right. Thanks, Eric. Okay. Well, go ahead, Ron.
Okay. Well, first of all, I agree with Eric. When this occurred in 1973, I believe, we should have left China, the Chinese riding on bicycles and in their fashionable gray jackets that they all used to ride around.
Yeah, the Mao suits.
It was called Peking at the time.
Yep.
We should have left them there. Ronald Reagan said it best, that when you look at their philosophy and ours, we should leave them alone and let our two societies run their course, and we'll,
mm-hmm.
history will tell us which is the best. And we have to disengage with China. We've got to put on our adult pants as a nation and take the economic hit, even if it's because it would be temporary, and disengage with China. We can survive. We don't need China, by the way. And we need to bring our companies back home. We also, and when we do this, we have to have a taxing code here that will make it so it won't be oppressive. Well, they'll be tempted to go to other nations. That's also a problem here in this country. We have asinine regulations and high taxes, and it's a shame when a communist nation like China has lower taxes than we do, and companies, you know, they're out to make money, so they leave. Mm-hmm. And they go to what they call greener pastures. But we have to, Captain. We've got to disengage, not only with China, but with other evil regimes around the world, mm-hmm. and stop benefiting them at our expense. Detroit, Michigan
now,
is hollowed out.
Now, you want to know why that won't happen?
Well, I'm saying it should, and why?
I know. Why it won't happen is because we owe them buku bucks of money. They bought the United States.
Well, you know what? Those traitorous politicians that set that up also, they need to be drawn and quartered because it's their fault. They should not have set us up like that.
Well, most of them are dead right now because it goes back about 40 or 50 years and it's gotten
not
worse.
All of them are dead. Most of
the ones that started are. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there's those that are continuing it, and they need to pay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what's his name? What's his name? Was running for president? Little Mike. He's one of them.
Well, sure.
These suckers are running around, more concerned about China, and they're always trying to screw the American people.
Yeah, but he's a Johnny come lately. He's came to the ballpark
but he's doing
late
it now.
Yeah.
Late, early, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He's still guilty.
Because here's the problem. It's not going to happen because of all the money that we owe them. They bought their way into the U.S. And by the way, the majority of that money came in during the Bill Clinton administration. Remember what they did then?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know what, Captain? We have to take the hit. Because you know what? That the money that we owe them continues to grow and grow and grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. And the caller, Eric, he was correct because the atrocities that they're committing now in Africa, and I know they are. I know people in Ghana, and they told me about
it. All right, hold on a second. We'll try to get one more call. Okay, good morning. Who's this, Mel in Saratoga Springs? Mel? All right, I guess he hung up. I guess he saw the clock or something. Here comes the music anyway. All right, we're going to have to let you go, and we'll talk to you on Thursday. It's too bad, but time flies when you're having fun. Nope, but unfortunately, China is here to stay. They bought their way in. We pay them the money back. Say goodbye. But until then, they bought and they literally own parts of the U.S. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New in the headlines this hour, MSNBC host Chris Matthews out.
Let me start with my headline tonight. I'm retiring.
The 74-year-old resigning Monday night after a female journalist accuses him of making sexist remarks to her. Here's Matthews with the unexpected announcement live during Monday night's episode of Hardball.
Compliments on a woman's appearance that some men, including me, might have once incorrectly thought were okay. okay. We're never okay. Not then, and certainly not today. And for making such comments in the past, I'm sorry.
To politics now.
I'm in it to win it.
Mike Bloomberg will compete in Super Tuesday contests. This as three Democrats drop out. Amy Klobuchar, Mayor Pete, and Tom Steyer, all three getting behind Joe Biden, whose latest gaffe making news he calls Super Tuesday, Super Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And before I get to my next guest, author Sarah M., who wrote a book called How I Survived the Killing Fields, A Story of Hope, Love, and Determination. And, yep, it's about Cambodia, and this is National Women's Month. You're going to want to hear this. But this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Two Guys Gun Show. Now, I will be out at Midreg Hall, 6340 126th Avenue North in Largo, on March the 14th and 15th. That's a couple weeks away. But that's when I'll be at the next gun show with the lovely Susie Q. So you can stop by. You can say howdy, howdy. They have one of the largest displays of antique weapons from the Revolutionary, Civil, World War I, World War II, Korea, and Vietnam Wars, and also a large, large supply of antique and modern knives as well. That's why they call them the Two Guys Gun and Knife Show. So, I'll see you in Largo at Midreg Hall, 6340 126th Avenue North, Largo, March 14th and 15th. Hope to see you there. Alrighty, let's go to the phone lines, and we have our guest, Sarah M. And good morning, Sarah. How are you?
Good morning. I'm wonderful. Thank you, Captain.
Now, you are from Cambodia, and you went through just a traumatic shock as a young person because you experienced the killing fields in Cambodia. Tell us about that.
Yes, I was living through that killing field when I was away from home for college in 1975, when the communists took over our country. When they came in, immediately they start to evacuate people out of the city. All the city in Cambodia was shut down. there's nothing else going on besides pushing people to get out from their house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was dramatic. We did not expect that.
Yeah, that happened in 1975 when the Khmer Rouge took over. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
And then they went through a period of a few years. I guess it was until, well, it was 4 years. I think 1979, the Vietnamese government said enough was enough what was going on over there, and they invaded your country and took control and drove the Khmer Rouge out of power. But by that time, it was too late. Just some 2 million people had already been killed by the Khmer Rouge.
Yes, yes. And in our country, there were less than 8 million people, and about a quarter of the population was wiped out.
Now, you became... You went through just, I'm not going to dwell on this, but you went through some horrendous things, and you basically spent 4 years in a labor camp, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
And God bless you for coming out of that mess, and I realize that you had inspiration. What was your inspiration to keep going?
My inspiration was my family. At that time, like I told you before, I was away from family. The rest of my family are back home in the province, and I was in the capital city attending college. So when everything happened, chaotic situation like this, all I thought about was my family. I wish I was there with them.
Mm-hmm.
My mom just recovered from 4 or 5 years of paralysis.
Mm-hmm.
She just started to walk, mm-hmm. and I wish I was there to help her out through this hard time. So that's my inspiration. I wish to be home to help out.
Now, did you, I understand you escaped from Thailand. You went from, let's see, you went from Cambodia to Thailand, is that correct?
Yes.
And then you escaped and came to the United States, started a new life in Connecticut, and in 1987, you became a U.S. citizen, is that correct?
Yes.
Well, thank you for that. You also went to college. You went to the Western Connecticut State University, right?
That's correct.
Yes. And you're married, and do you have any children?
I have 2 stepsons.
Okay. And then you decided after many years of... doing what you were doing, you had a little small business you were running, calling Smarter Healthy Living. I'm assuming that was a health foods business. Is that right?
It's the health and wellness business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what gave you the inspiration? Because sometimes going back and writing about memories that aren't so very nice, if you will, are hard to do. What gave you the drive to want to write a book about the killing fields in Cambodia?
What gave me the drive is that when I heard people suffer from, you know, hardship and all that,
mm-hmm.
I thought of my own hardship. I feel like if I share my own personal hardship, it might help them.
Mm-hmm.
To have hope that they too can survive. They too can overcome this hardship that hit them. So that's why I want to share my story. I know it's really difficult to bring up the hard time.
Yeah.
But it's worth sharing.
Mm-hmm. And we don't ever want it's just like the Holocaust. We don't ever want people to forget what happened not only to the Jews in World War II, but to the people in Cambodia during the Vietnam era, if you will, with the Khmer Rouge. It was a violent, brutal regime. I personally had some firsthand combative natures with the Khmer Rouge, and they were ruthless. I mean, that's all I can say. They were ruthless. I would compare them to any of these ISIS people, I would say it could have even been worse.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell us how we can get your great book. Now, you wrote this book, and I believe you have it on a website called Sarah, S-A-R-A, Sarah I-M, S-A-R-A-I-M, SarahM.com. Is that where it's at?
That's correct. That's the only place where people can find my book, sarahm.com/book, in order to find the book.
And with this March is the National Women's Month, and with what's going on, a lot of women are, you know, they're talking about, oh, well, they got this mom and that mom did this and that. And I thought your story was one that really needed to be told, because you went through a living hell. And you're here, you became an American citizen, you're exactly the kind of person that we want to bring into this country, because you appreciate so much what you have now and what you lost. You know, all we can say is we're sorry all that happened to you. It's too bad that some things couldn't have changed, but I know that you went through a living hell. I know you did.
Thank you, sir.
I appreciate
this opportunity.
Well, thank you. And again, your name is Sarah, and it's M-I-M, correct?
That's correct.
And if anybody wants to get a hold of you, they can go to the website, sarahm.com, S-A-R-A-I-M.com. And Sarah, thank you very much. God bless you, and keep up the good work you're doing, okay?
Thank you. You too, Captain. You continue to do the good work. We love you.
All right.
We appreciate your service.
Thank you very much. And that's Sarah M., everybody. And boy, I'll tell you, if that's not inspiring to you, I don't know what is. That young lady there, she went through the killing fields in Cambodia. And for those of you that don't know what that's all about, pick up a history book and look at it. I'm not going to get into the description right now, but it was comparable to anything that you've heard ISIS do, and it might have even been worse because of these people, the Khmer Rouge. As a matter of fact, Eric can tell you about that. And a few other guys that had some encounters along the border with them. And again, they took over in 1975. They actually were communists of the umpteenth degree. And again, socialism, that's socialism, all right. That's communism. And that's what can happen. That's what can happen when you give up your guns and when you give up your freedoms and when people come in there and they just run ramshot all over you. Now, granted, that was Southeast Asia, a little bit different situation, but still, it is what it is. Now, the Captain's America Third Watch today, of course, is Tuesday. And it's my Have Lunch with the Day, Captain, day over there at Mission Barbecue at West Waters in Tampa, north end of the airport. You're welcome to come on over and have lunch with us. I'm there from noon to 1:30, and we got a nice little group of people that come on over there just about every week, and we keep adding to the fold, so you're welcome to come over and join us. All right, I'll be right back with more. Final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch coming right up here, right after these messages. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And Nashville, you're in our prayers too with that tornado that touched down there. Be back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, it's time now for our beach and boating forecast brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Check them out online by going to freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. Here we go. Okay, dokie. Today, Tuesday, all day long, going to be partly sunny. Going to be a super Tuesday down here in Florida. No, we're not voting today. But the winds start out of the south with a light chop. They'll turn around to the southwest, and this afternoon we'll have gusts anywhere from 10 to 20 miles an hour out on the water. Seas will go 2 to 4 feet with a moderate chop. The Gulf water temperature currently 65 degrees. The Bay water temperature 67 degrees. We had our low tide at 2:59 a.m. Our high tide's coming at 7:16 p.m. Going to be a sunny day. Going to be a nice day. A postcard day, if you will, for Florida. For all you folks that are down here for spring training and whatnot. The spring training games today, you see, are going to be a lot of sunshine. So bring the suntan lotion and get out in the sun. Now, the numbers at the Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay tell an amazing story. 3 years ago, when we first started talking about them, they had 100 boats and 10 locations, period. Now, they have 450 boats here in the Tampa Bay area. But the Tampa Bay area is not just the Tampa Bay area. Their area now goes all the way up to Gainesville. Wow. And they got 30 locations, soon to have 50, and they're going to have 600 boats total. The largest Freedom Boat Club location in the entire system. Now, they are a national company. They do have 206 locations across the country. They've got three in Canada. They've got 6 in France, Parlez-vous Francais. They got 1 in the United Kingdom, 1 in Australia. And I'm telling you, you don't need to own a boat anymore. I know I had one, a 25-and-a-half-foot half-cabin cruiser, headed up on Lake Ontario, and I used to not only go across to the Canadian side, but I used to follow the shoreline and go all the way over to Niagara Falls and then go all the way up to St. Lawrence, and then we'd go down the Oswego River, down to Oneida Lake, get in the Barge Canal. I've been on the water all the way down to Albany and all the way the other way over into the Finger Lakes, all the way down to Penn Yan, New York, if you will. But anyway, all that being said, it was a lot of fun, and having your own boat is a lot of fun too, but it's work. Now, you don't need to own the boat. You can join the Freedom Boat Club, and here's what you get. You get $1,000 off right now, everybody, if you want to join the Freedom Boat Club. If you just happen to be also active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, if you work in the medical profession in any capacity, even if you push the broom as a janitor for a hospital or whatnot, or if you're a school teacher, guess what? You get another $500 for a total of $1,500 off your one-time membership fee at the Freedom Boat Club. All you do is pay the balance due, and boom, after that you get a monthly charge to be a member, and away you go. Now, your membership, and this is important, folks, your membership gives you reciprocity at all of the other Freedom Boat Club locations. So all you got to do is go to freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you, and I'm telling you, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Great, great, great people. Freedom Boat Club, Tampa Bay. Now, today is Super Tuesday. Elections going on in Alabama, in the American Samoa, in Arkansas, in California. That's the big prize, California. In Colorado, in Maine, in Massachusetts, in Minnesota. And I want to say something to the folks in Minnesota right now. Bernie Sanders was campaigning last night with Ilhan Omar. Now, Ilhan Omar is a national disgrace to you people in Minnesota. She is far beyond anything that you thought you were going to get. She is so far to the left. I challenge anybody to tell me that you've seen her stand there with her hand over her heart when she says the pledge, if she even says it, or when they play the national anthem. I've not seen it, and I've been watching the things she's been at, the places she's been at, the things she's done. I've been watching her. I've never seen it. Why in the hell did you people in Minnesota, you God-loving, patriot-fearing people in Minnesota, elect somebody like that? Correct a mistake. Correct a mistake. Vote her out. And if she's being primaried, and I know she is, vote for her challenger. We need to get a strong challenger to run against her. And, oh, by the way, if she's running around supporting Bernie Sanders, why would you want to support him? In that particular case, I'd say vote for Joe Biden. And I'm not a Democrat, but I sure as hell wouldn't vote for anybody Ilhan Omar was supporting. No way in the world. All right, let's very quickly go to the telephone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Cap. It's Sean here in Tampa.
Okay, you got about a minute because I got to keep going here. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to get your opinion on what you think is going to happen with elections and the coronavirus and typically mature adults who are older with common sense are not going to vote for a communist, but yet they're going to be afraid to go vote because they might get killed getting the disease. So how's that going to work for voter suppression?
All right, thank you. I don't think it's going to work at all because old geezers are tough, and they don't care. They'll go out and do whatever it takes. They've lived their lives, and that voting to them is a sacred right. You don't believe me? Go ask somebody that's in their 70s or their 80s or even older yet. That's something they look forward to. That's their right. They feel that that's something they have to do and that they must do. They really do. And they'll vote. They'll vote. But anyway, let me go back over to where I was because I was at Minnesota. North Carolina, Super Tuesday, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia. 1,344 pledged delegates in the Democratic primary are at stake on Super Tuesday. That represents 34% of all the pledged delegates. In comparison, the four Democratic primaries and caucuses held in February accounted for just 4% of the delegates. Now, we'll see what happens, but right now, it looks like as if Bernie Sanders is certainly leading in California, no surprise there. Joe Biden did pick up some points, if you will. No surprise there. He should have, based on his showing in South Carolina. He's not going to win California. Alabama, I don't see Bernie winning Alabama. Arkansas, I don't see Bernie winning Arkansas. Colorado, maybe. Maine, maybe. Massachusetts, by the way, Elizabeth Warren's up in that state, too, by the way, and they're neck and neck right now. Minnesota, Amy Klobuchar, who was on the ballot, she's no longer there. Minnesota, you don't vote for Bernie, for God's sake. Don't vote for Bernie. North Carolina, that I believe would be Biden. Oklahoma, I think that would be Biden. Tennessee, I think that would be Biden. Texas, I believe that would be Biden. I don't see Bernie Sanders there either. Utah, I believe that, that could be Bernie Sanders. Vermont definitely will go Sanders. And Virginia, that could go Sanders. But anyway, there you go. Now, don't forget about my buddies down there, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A., and they're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, and you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue truck. That's going to be Kevin driving it. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. You can give them a call at 941-922-2345 to either set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Check them out. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Simply the best at what they do, and they've been doing it for a while, and they have my stamp of approval. You tell them the captain sent you. You're going to be glad you did. They're great people down there, Sarasota. By the way, maybe you guys can come have lunch with the captain on Thursday at Mixon's. All righty, I got to remind Dominic about that, too. All right, I will be back tonight. Don't forget, lunchtime. Have lunch with the captain over at Mission Barbecue, West Waters, here in Tampa. Remember, it's all about we the people here on this program. We the people. We are the bosses of applesauce. And I stand up for America. God bless America. See you tonight, everybody.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.